Joining me now is WNYC's Nancy Solomon, who is in South Orange, New Jersey. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Richard.
What are you seeing now? Has the rain and wind intensified?
Oh, yes. It's definitely getting more intense. And I'm in northern Jersey. I'm not too far from New York. But I've been on the phone with our reporters down along the shore, and it has gotten very intense down there. But it's also just, you know, the storm is definitely increasing. It's very windy out right now. It's raining a little bit. All the leaves that were left on the trees are coming down. And, you know, as Governor Christie pointed out, we're still 12 hours away from the center of the storm making landfall, and already there is more flooding and more water than in Hurricane Irene for large parts of South Jersey and the Jersey Shore.
Governor Christie emphasized the importance of safety around power lines and generators. Is that a big concern right now? Have you seen any power lines come down?
I haven't seen power lines come down myself. Jersey Central Power and Light has got many thousands of people already without power along the shore and in Monmouth County and in Morris County. PSE&G, the other major provider, is reporting 2,100 outages at this time. And again, I can't say enough. The storm has hardly begun, and we're already feeling its effects.
Our AM transmitter is in New Jersey, and we want to alert our AM 820 listeners that there's a possibility that transmitter will go off the air because rising floodwaters may force a shutdown. So we invite you to tune to 93.9 FM or stream us at our website, WNYC.org, to continue listening to WNYC in the event that you can no longer hear us on AM 820. And by the way, if you go to WNYC.org, you can find a map where we're tracking where flooding is occurring throughout our listening area in real time. You can find that at WNYC.org. We heard a report from Brighton Beach where local residents felt, well, since Irene wasn't as bad as was predicted, people weren't taking all the warnings seriously. Is that happening where you are as well?
Yeah, I think to some extent. And, you know, Christie spoke to this as well during his press briefing, that there are people in evacuation areas who have not left, and they are in serious danger. And there will be no first responders coming out after a certain point. You know, the National Guard helicopters have been moved so they can be deployed as soon as the storm ends, but they're now grounded. The Garden State Parkway is closed below south of Exit 38, which is from Egg Harbor down to Cape May. So the last chance for people to get out really is right now, and it's going to be even difficult in some shore areas for them to get out. So, you know, I think there is a lot of possible danger facing people. And, you know, we know people are going to turn on generators because they sold out by Thursday from all the big box retail stores. So there's going to be a lot of generator use. And if they're not used properly, if they're not vented properly, if, you know, that if you string up too long of an extension cord, I mean, there are all kinds of problems that can happen. So, you know, I think there is a lot of concern about loss of life during the storm.
Well, two hours ago, the New York Daily News reported that 8,000 people in New Jersey were without power. Has that gotten worse over the last 2 hours?
I don't have the up-to-date numbers. That sounds about right, because that's spread over a couple of major companies and providers. So, you know, I think, and once again, this is the beginning. I think we're going to see massive power outages. I mean, after Hurricane Irene, there were, you know, tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people without power, and some of those people were out of power for 7 to 10 days. And that's been predicted again. It's going to take a long time to get people back. So we're facing a long week.
And after Irene, there was some major flooding in New Jersey. Are the same areas in danger this time?
Yeah, I think there are a couple of things at play that we don't know how it's going to exactly play out. One is that we've had a very dry fall, a very dry summer, so the water table isn't as high. The state released water out of its reservoirs to try to make room and capacity in the river system for this extra water coming in. But water's already high at the shore. We're getting flash flooding now. The seawalls were breached very early this morning. By 8 o'clock this morning, the seawalls were breached. So, you know, it takes a couple days for some of the inland waterways to start to flood, so I don't think we'll know. Floodgates have been put in place in some places. You know, Bound Brook, New Jersey has flooded every major storm over the last several years. They've got some new floodgates, but as one fellow I talked to at the sub shop there said, you know, so that the water's got to go somewhere. If it's, you know, they prevent us from flooding, it's just going to flood one other area nearby.
How long did it take for those areas to dry out after Irene, and how long did it take for the power to come back?
I think it ranges between, you know, I think some people had power in 3 or 4 days. I think for some people it was more like 7 to 10 days. There was, for some areas, a couple of weeks people were without power. The people were also without water. The water treatment plants flooded and had to be shut down. The water became unsafe, so people couldn't shower. They were boiling water, and, you know, it was a uncomfortable, long situation for a couple weeks after Irene, and this one's looking worse.
And then there are high winds, so there's the threat of falling trees.
Yeah, it would be very unsafe tonight to be outside at all. And I think, you know, that's what Governor Christie keeps urging people in. You know, if you can shelter in your home, stay home. If you must leave and get out of your home, go to somebody else's house where you're comfortable. And then he says, if you have nowhere to go, go to a county shelter. And they're transporting people from county shelters to state shelters as a last resort.
Well, that's if people have cars, because transit systems in New Jersey have been shut down.
Right. They are running New Jersey transit buses. The state is running them, kind of commandeered them, and is running them from the county shelters, if I understood them correctly, to the state shelters. So I think there are emergency systems in place. You know, Governor Christie did sort of detail all the measures that he's put in place to try to help where help can be provided. And then he's asking for cooperation for people to do what they're asked to do. If you're asked to evacuate, evacuate, because they won't have first responders to come in and get you during the storm.
Is there anything else you want to tell us before I say thank you?
You know, I thought Governor Christie did a good job. Listening to him today, I felt that he sounded like he was on top of it. He was in charge. He's been out of the state a lot lately campaigning, and I felt reassured as a New Jersey resident to hear him back here in charge. I felt like he struck the right tone in terms of giving a lot of information and being reassuring. And not being too overly, the one comment he made yesterday of telling people not to be stupid gets played over and over again. But, you know, I think he's in place and he's making decisions. And, you know, I think that's what you need in a time like this.
Okay, thank you so much, Nancy. Nancy Solomon of WNYC's news team. She's in South Orange, New Jersey.
Thanks, Leonard.